Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah meets today with President Bush at the president's home in Crawford, Texas. They'll discuss the continuing violence in the Middle East and the Bush administration's campaign against international terrorism. A month ago, Prince Abdullah suggested a peace plan that included Arab recognition of Israel in exchange for Israel's withdrawal to pre-1967 borders, a plan that's been eclipsed by Israel's West Bank offensive. The prince's trip coincides with criticism in the Arab world over the failure of the U.S. to stop Israeli attacks against Palestinians and bring about a resumption of peace talks. Omar Bagour is an editor of the Saudi newspaper Al-Madina and a professor of economics at King Abdulaziz University in Jeddah. What does Prince Abdullah want from this meeting?
It's quite simple. I think two or three items. A, that the situation in the Middle East just cannot continue forever with mutual violence and terrorism on both sides, the Palestinians and the Israelis, and looking at a more stable state of affairs for the entire region, an international peace conference with effective participation on part of the United States to coerce or push forward towards a settlement between the two parties, the Palestinians and the Israelis.
How damaging is the standoff to U.S. prestige in the region and its relations with the Arab world?
I cannot exaggerate it, but I can assure you that in the last 3 or 4 months, the United States have considerably lost on all aspects, on the cultural side, on the political side, on its ability to be an engine of growth and change in the region. There is a general feeling in Saudi Arabia that for some reason the United States just stopped using its moral responsibility as well as economic power and political power to push both sides for some kind of a settlement. And this absence with the presence of arms and tools of destruction in the hands of the Israelis, which we all know where it's come from, just doesn't accord well with the Arab views.
And how does that affect the anti-terrorism campaign by Washington?
Well, if you're looking for support from Saudi Arabia, from the Arab countries, from the Muslim world, in as far as enhancing the anti-terrorism campaign, I think with the present state of affairs between the Palestinians and the Israelis, it will not be coming forth. One just cannot ignore the entire picture of what's happening on the West Bank and Gaza between the Palestinians and the Israelis and look at Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria or Somalia or Sudan. The entire package has to be dealt with within clear perspectives of rights, responsibilities, and clear, effective pressure from the United States on all sides.
In the past month, has the United States become a liability to Arab governments which have friendly relations with Washington?
You can bet all your bank account on it. It's more than a liability. It's a disgrace, I hate to put it this way, but that's the feeling of the street level. I think traditional Arab states like the Gulf states and Saudi Arabia, who always have been phrased and viewed as traditional allies of the United States, do chance a high risk of destability in the region. And it's because America is our friend. Quite unfortunate, but that's a fact.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Omar Bagour is an editor of Al-Madina newspaper in Saudi Arabia and professor of economics at King Abdulaziz University in Jeddah.